South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail, a sitting president sleeping on cash, literally, a cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail, or even the post office operating even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performances drop?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This podcast is a partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabote. Today, I bring you a first on this podcast, a sequel. First, we had our first woman guest after many men dominated the platform. Then a few guests had their second coming. But we have never had one topic done on two consecutive podcasts. So today is special, folks. Stop whatever you're doing, because the 12.5 million rand unauthorized biography that turned out to be authorized makes a comeback 3 days later. Shortly after the Sunday Times revealed that The Outsider, the biography of Action SA leader Herman Mashaba, written by Prince Mashele, was actually funded by the subject himself, drama unfolded. Publishers Jonathan Ball withdrew the book from the market, claiming it was not aware the book was funded by Mashaba. All hell broke loose then. A comedy of errors, denials, lies, and a series of comedic interviews by Mashele followed. Today's podcast, folks, is courtesy of Mashele himself and the media platforms he gave interviews to. First, he joined Radio 702 host Clement Manyathela in a chat where he apparently brought out a library of books into studio to illustrate his point. Always difficult to bring props in a non-visual medium like radio. But hey, a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. Clement, God bless him, went for the jugular right from the beginning, except he drew nothing from Prince earlier on.
12 million rand, is that how much Herman Mashaba paid you?
Look, this, when it surfaced in public, and I'm not going to beat about the bushes, my hands were tied. It was part of the things that made me not to come out. The lawyer said, you have signed contracts. There are two contracts here. One with Herman Mashaba. The second contract is with Jonathan Ball Publishers. Mm-hmm. And the lawyer said, you have signed a non-disclosure regime. You don't want to be the one breaking that non-disclosure regime, because if you do so, you are going to open yourself up to a lawsuit.
You know a man is about to dig himself into a hole when he's asked a simple question and starts talking about lawyers. Quickly, Mashele started to lie, unprovoked.
The last point is this. I will show you a book which you probably know, your listeners will know, this one, Steve Jobs, which is a biography of the late Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson. Do you know how much money was involved in researching this book? Mm-hmm. I can tell you, if just go and do your research, a lot of money, number one. Number two, this author was invited by Steve Jobs himself to write a book, right? No one has questioned this. There's a movie about it. This is the foremost authority on Steve Jobs.
Let alone the fact that he forgot to tell us the money Walter Isaacson was allegedly paid to write Jobs' biography, Mashele was lying. Turns out, not only did Jobs not pay for the book, he actually did not authorize it, and worse, he refused to be interviewed by the author. Except this was just the beginning. And that Clement was the devil with a fork turning Prince in a big furnace of fire.
Please pass me that book of Steve Jobs. The difference between this book by Steve Jobs, that's written by Walter Isaacson, and the book that you have written, The Outsider, this biography of Herman Mashaba, is that it says on your book that this is an unauthorized biography. But if someone has funded you to write this book, it's not unauthorized, is it?
At that point, Mashele threw the publishers under the bus.
I did not give this book that title. Brutus has lied to the public. You see, your eyes are popping. I did not call this book the unauthorized biography.
Me. Who called it?
Here is evidence. You want to read to the listeners? It's the publishers.
For the record, I'm with Prince here. And listen carefully. The publishers had withdrawn the book from the market. He was fast losing credibility. That is Prince in this case. And so there seemed to be no reason to be nice to anyone, especially those that seemed to stab him in the back. In short, Prince went, "Zack, you can take your book and shove it." Prince went to claim that the title of the book was pushed down his throat by Jonathan Ball Publishers. But Clement would have none of it.
Okay, Prince, two questions from what we've discussed. Number one, do you accept that by you accepting this title that the publishers decided to go with, as you indicate, you were wrong to do that? Because we should have objected and said, let's rather reprint. I know you say as a publisher you want this for marketing purposes, but it's a misrepresentation. Do you at the very least accept that?
At this point, he started implementing a strategy called wagging the dog. He moved from blackmailing Clement for not reading the book and pulled another book from trying to illustrate the difference between authorized and unauthorized biographies. Except again, his example was misleading, as all of them were. And then he went to say that he asked for access to Mashaba. Damn it, what sort of man gives you 12.5 million rand and you still have to beg for his access? I mean, what is that? I could go on and on about the faux pas of that interview. The moral of the story is that Mashele did not and would not take responsibility. Everyone but Prince was at fault. It was the publisher, Clement's comprehension or lack of comprehension of issues, and of course, researcher and now his former friend, Brutus Malada. Speaking of Malada, the mess between him and Prince is stuff Shakespeare would have used so well in his writing. Malada accepts that he was paid 3.5 million rand to produce research for this book, and yet he throws a tantrum for not being acknowledged in the book. Speaking for myself, 3.5 million rand is enough not to make me visible in any book. I'm okay, I'll tell you that much. It would appear, from where I'm sitting, Brutus was actually the insider that exposed Mashele and Mashaba's book plot. In a manner of speaking, the insider spilled the beans about the outsider. Get it? And for this, he was rewarded twice. He earned 3.5 million rand and Prince showed him the door.
And this relates to Brutus, who has generated this whole storm. So I want the public to know so that they understand where this thing is coming from. One, Brutus has been my personal friend for 25 years. I'm declaring this. I've met this fellow at the Investor of Venda 25 years ago, 1998. I won't get much into that. That friendship ended this year. I terminated it.
Talk about and a too Brutus moment right there. You would have thought that after that hour-long bruising tussle with the generally gentle Clement, Prince would shy away from any other interview or interaction with the media. Not Prince Mashele. He was on fire. He took invites from the SABC and ENCA, among others. At this point, after throwing everyone under the bus, there was only one person left to get under the bus. It was Mashele himself, and he volunteered himself. Speaking on ENCA to Celibadet later on Tuesday evening, in what was a princely retraction of his lie, Mashele tried his luck again.
So I have to ask, why did you lie?
Okay, let me start here. So what JJ said about the book is correct. He has read it, and he has written on the front page of the book that this is an extensive book, and it contains important information.
Let's focus on the question.
No, I'm going to answer it.
Just why did you lie? Because
no,
you did lie.
Let me explain.
Did you lie?
No, let me explain. Let me answer.
Easy one. You can say, you know what? I told JJ Mashaba was not involved in the funding, but actually he was, or Mashaba still lying? It's.
Can I answer?
Except, more than a minute later, he had still not answered that simple question. But he was running out of time, and tricks, and no doubt patience from Sally. And eventually, Prince relented.
By the way, I never got payment. You know, this idea that I got 12 million into my pocket, it's not true.
But you got payment from him and Mashaba, no, because he says you have.
I did not get payment.
Did you get no money at all?
No, let me explain. You're not giving me a chance to answer.
Your answers aren't very focused. That's why I'm trying to clarify.
Well, you can as well answer yourself. But let me answer your question, Sally. I never got payment from Herman Mashaba. This is what happened. Let me explain to you what happened so that you understand the money issue. We had a loan agreement with Mashaba.
Ah, it was a loan. It took one full day of many bad interviews to get us here. Sounds to me like what in business is called vendor finance. No, before you accuse me of Lindiwe Sisulu tendencies.
And he has a Shanganish surname to him. I'm sorry to use it that way.
I'm referring to vendor as in V-E-N-D-O-R. Moral of the story, we have all experienced a book we should not have read. Prince Mashele just experienced a book he should not have written. Thanks for listening to this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. And if I took long to get to the point like Prince of Mashele, please send me a load. Download the MySowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. Follow us on Twitter @ramsbythehorns and @SowetanLive. From me, Rams Mabote, goodbye and God bless.